haters, bless them. The internet trolls, the bullies, the commentators and critics that have never taken part, but criticize everything about every competitor as if they themselves are flawless. Those who have no compassion for others, no respect for the hard work of another, no respect for the feelings of another human being. Those who haven't grasped the term, treat others how you wish to be treated. Oh, bless the haters. Bless them, for we should feel sorry for them, not hate them back. Feel sorry for them, because it must be a miserable existence for those who are unable to have respect and feel compassion for others. It must be miserable having to feel like the only way you can feel good about yourself is trying to belittle those who attempt something greater than you do. Haters, we don't hate you. We feel sorry for you. Here are 5 reasons why you shouldn't hate the haters. Number 1, if they knew better, they'd do better. Why do haters troll the internet for the sole purpose of putting others down? They believe that in dragging others down, they will somehow feel better about themselves. Why do they need to engage in this type of behavior? Because that's what they have learned along their life's journey. Maybe someone in their family did it before them. Maybe their peer group does it. What is for certain is that if they knew better, they would do better. If they knew their energy would be better spent on focusing how they could improve their own life rather than belittling someone else's, they might focus on that instead. Number 2, they are usually miserable and often jealous. Let's be clear. Anyone that feels the need to take time out of their day and spew negative energy on another human being can't be too happy with their own life. I've never met a successful person that trolls the internet hating on people that are less successful than them. Babe Ruth once said, "The loudest boos always come from the cheapest seats." Haters always appear from the little me mentalities and are born mostly out of jealousy. I truly feel sorry for most haters because no happy, peaceful person would ever deliberately try to bring another down. The hate is almost always born from jealousy. Jealousy because that person succeeded and they didn't. Number 3, they will never amount to anything unless they change. I can't imagine too many people that would love and support a hater. Not even fellow haters support haters. Although it is pretty obvious that most haters are acting from the lowest form of humanity and will never amount to anything, for those higher level haters, just remember, karma doesn't miss a beat. Number 4, they give you fuel. If you are the type that likes to prove others wrong, haters can be a great source of energy and push you to the next level. Don't let their negative energy get you down. Use it as fuel and ensure one day they will eat their words. Number 5, sometimes they give you valuable feedback. It's rare, but some haters might offer some decent negative but constructive feedback on your product, service, game, or yourself that might be helpful for your growth in that area. No one likes to be criticized, but all of the great and successful leaders are known to listen closely to criticism to improve their product or service. This doesn't mean all haters offer valuable comments. Some are just uneducated fools with putrid mouths, but on the odd occasion, one might surprise you with constructive criticism. And even if they are harsh, if you are open to listen, as you should be, you might be able to apply these lessons in your life. May my enemies live long so they can witness my ever-growing success. May my enemies live long so they can learn from my success. May my enemies live long so they can work on themselves and better themselves. Haters, bless them.